The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the service of Sunday, January 8th, 2017. It's sponsored by Jim Dislin.
Good morning. Begin with the order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We take a moment for silent reflection. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing together. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
together. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling, to be your daughters and sons, and to empower us all with your Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in the darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See the former things I have come to pass, and new things I now declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The second reading is from Acts 10. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
From Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and will you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Creator, from Jesus the Beloved, and from the Holy Spirit, who continues to remind us that we are children of God. Amen. I have failed at many things in my life, but I don't feel like I'm a complete and utter failure, except when it comes to puppies. Training. Puppies. We went down that road 3 times. One of our dogs, this was the first one we should have learned, was a basset hound. I'd come home at 9 o'clock, tired,
after a long day and I'd want to sit down and relax, I thought a basset hound would inspire me. Inspire me to sit on the couch and relax. This basset hound, whose name was Abby, Sweet Abigail, registered with the American Kennel Club, was hyper. On crack or something. One day, this is a true story, one day our two-year-old son Danny was being pulled across the front yard, this was a parsonage, front yard of the parsonage, by his sock, by Abby. Abby pulled Danny across the yard by his sock. The neighbor woman from across the street came over to us and she said, I think you need to give me your dog. I don't think you can handle that dog. But I can. We gave her our dog. Let's consider puppies for a moment. And the excitement and anticipation that comes with having one. We say things like, the puppy can't sleep on your bed. Or, the puppy can't run around the whole house until he or she is housebroken. This is just the way it is with puppies, you see. There are conditions. Even before the puppy arrives, there are conditions. We will get a puppy if you keep your room clean for a whole month. Or maybe just for a couple of days. And it extends, of course, beyond puppies, these conditions, you know. You've passed your driver's test. Oh, good. But you can't use the car until you know how to get where you are going. This is an actual thing. I don't know if some of you know this. Some of you, well, I know this. Many of you know this. Well, many of us lived long before the days of GPS on our phone, right? I had to tell two of my kids, you can't drive the car until you know how to get from point A to point B. You can retire if you have saved enough to live on. There will be peace in the world when there is justice. Until, if, and when. I don't need to tell any of you that we live in a world of conditions. Most everywhere we go and most everything we do. If, then. As much as we tout the promise of grace and unconditional love, as people of faith, we find ourselves in relationships full of conditions. Job success and satisfaction depend on performance and how one gets along with one's boss. Relationships between partners meant for a whole lifetime can be just that when there is compromise and shared values. In the spirit of hope, built on conditions, the prophet Isaiah declares on God's behalf, my chosen one will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth. The chosen one here is not one person, but the entire nation of Israel called into the life inspired by the Messiah and put for us, that's Jesus. Here, Israel is portrayed as a servant who is in complete harmony with the will of God. And here, the servant community will not rest, will not lose heart, will not quit until justice has been established, until the covenant people have brought light to the nations, until the eyes of the blind have been opened, until the prisoners have been set free. In this vision of the earth, God and God's people will not rest until those who are broken become whole, until those who are left out are welcomed in, until the old becomes new again. The reign of God is not yet, and the reign of God will happen when God and God's servant complete their work, which will coincide with justice covering the face of the earth. But not until then. Not until then. Yes, my friends, this is hope built upon conditions. When you see it, you will know it. When you see the walls come down and you see prisoners dancing in Shakopee or Stillwater, you will know it. When you can't find a homeless person anywhere, you'll know it. When terrorists and mass shootings and refugees are words long since forgotten, we'll know it. Our hopes and expectations are constantly being challenged by our doubts and our skepticism. Our hopes so often depend on conditions, and sometimes our hearts grow weary. Conditions when, but not until. Something happens in the midst of this world full of conditions. Jesus slips into the picture. Jesus walks right into the messy, uncertain situation that we keep hoping will move us closer to the reign of God. With Jesus, God is on to something new. So here's Jesus. And the first thing we hear about this Jesus as an adult is his encounter with his cousin John at the River Jordan. Even though John resists, Jesus is baptized by John. And as he comes out of the water, something happens. The heavens open up. God's Spirit becomes present like a dove. And a voice declares, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." No conditions. Jesus hasn't done anything yet. No conditions. Our baptism is not quite the same as Jesus' baptism. We are baptized into the Trinity. Our baptism is entry into the life of faith, into a permanent relationship with Jesus Christ. In baptism, we are bound permanently to the death and resurrection of Jesus. But like Jesus' baptism, the most important thing in our baptism, as Sonia reminded the children this morning, is the promise. It is a free gift. No conditions. Jean Vanier, a Frenchman, obviously, is one of the founders of LARC, a worldwide network of intentional communities where adults with disabilities and without developmental disabilities live together in communities side by side. There is actually a LARC community. The nearest one to us is in Clinton, Iowa. Someday, hopefully, there will be one here in Minnesota. Vanier tells the following story. In one of our communities, there is a man called Pierre who has a mental handicap. One day, someone asked him, "Do you like praying?" He answered, "Yes." He was asked what he did when he prayed. Pierre answered, "Well, I listen." "And what does God say to you?" "He says, 'You are my beloved son.'" In our baptism, God claims us as God's beloved, just like God claimed Jesus. Into this world of conditions, God pours out an unconditional promise of love, forgiveness and acceptance. There is no more not until, no more if, no more when. God accepts us as we are. Period. There is no condition placed on our life in Christ. It is a gift open to all. No one is excluded. This is the good news, my friends. It's right here for us today. And this becomes the foundation of our message to those around us, to the world in the various ways that we encounter the world in our day-to-day life, in ordinary and extraordinary ways. The message is simple to the world. You are loved and accepted by God. No exceptions, no conditions. It has to be out of a sense of joy and hope and acceptance, not ever fear, that we immerse ourselves in God's mission for the sake of the world, as we work, immerse ourselves in the ongoing work and vision of Isaiah, of bringing about justice. If you remember only one thing about your baptism, or if there's only one thing you listen to or for as you pray, or only one thing you seek out in your spiritual journey, or only one thing that you hear from me or any preacher for that matter today or any time, let it be God's voice. And let it be these words: "You are my beloved daughter or son." Not until, not if, not when, now and always. Amen.
We join together in confessing the faith of the Church.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We join together now in praying as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.